Thank you for joining me, Estra, this Saturday, September 6th, 2014, for Talking About You with Estra from Seattle, Washington, USA. This is your car accident radio channel, bringing knowledge and support about auto insurance, employer, short and long-term disability, personal injury, and much, much more. Adversity tends to make people stronger when making up their minds not to give in or give up. Auto accidents provide the opportunity to face constant struggles. If injured, one might have to fight for their benefits with insureds, be that insurance carriers or employers. Injured people must learn how to survive, typically with less money and support. However, those finding ways to overcome their battles are able to gain life insights and move forward. Optimism plays a major role in these efforts. Remaining optimistic does not mean to ignore current events. Instead, it means facing facts and making decisions to resolve them to the best of your abilities. In other words, it's optimism in the face of adversity. Most people involved in this struggle are poor and middle class, seeking to play by the rules that were made by the upper class, upper-class rules that actually are in the best interest of a few, the few who run a country that place their trust in people whom they believe would look out for their best interest and the entire country. But is this true? Are these the same people who have decided that corporation inversion is in the best interest of those who seek wealth and are no longer concerned with the state of America? Even those who promise to pay out claims written by them are often now ignored. It is at the expense of executives or investors. Yet, the true inner strength of the poor and middle class is truly who makes this country strong. Who comes up with the ideas and ingenuity that keeps us on top? We the people who continue to move upward, not because of stagnant wages or loss of homes through unfair mortgage practices, but because of the optimism to succeed and move forward. This, too, is the reason for someday insured civil rights will be legislated, and those involved in car accidents will no longer be delayed, denied, or spending 10 years in court for benefits that should have been paid out in a year. The time will come where optimism in the face of adversity will surpass the unfair playing field of today for a tomorrow that will change it for those injured in car accidents and can expect the benefits they have been paid premiums on to be received. Today, let's explore why optimism in the face of adversity helps to bring a brighter outcome and energizes those injured not to give up or give in. Today we'll spend our time talking about facing adversity, the games to watch out for, struggles that make you stronger, the dark before the dawn, and the wisdom that it brings, optimism in the face of adversity. Place your comments or questions on Twitter, hashtag Estra's Radio Show, or Talking About You with Estra on Facebook. I'm listening to what you have to say about your car accident experiences. Facing adversity takes courage and strength. It takes a willingness to tackle each situation head on, recognizing that you may not control the outcome, but are willing to let the chips fall where they may. In other words, it means you are willing to stand tall in the circumstances and face whatever may happen. The only thing that is required is to do your best. This is done by learning as much as possible about the current situation and being your best advocate. This does not necessarily mean that you are dealing with people who are fair and honest. Thus, it means doing all you can to stand for what you believe, share what you've learned with others who may go through similar circumstances, and not to give up. In my opinion, this is particularly true with people involved in car accidents. With the vast amount of wealth and influence of corporate America and the least amount of resources of the poor and middle class, many are lucky these days to come out at least even. The cost of a court trial in conjunction with the expenses of being injured, many individuals end up living out their lives in poverty by no fault of their own. Yet, many of these individuals make a decision to keep with the keepin'ons. In other words, choose not to give up or give in, which means facing the daily struggles and deciding that making through each day is a victory. All the while watching auto insurance companies or employers placing responsibility onto Social Security, being satisfied only to pay either nothing or less than 20% of the insured's policy. Yes, people injured in car accidents need an insured civil rights to balance the playing field. With ERISA policies benefiting employers and lobbyists in Congress supporting big business, poor and middle class wonder who is representing them. The 99% have one voice at the voting booth. It is your responsibility to use it in November. Polls are being taken about who will win, but it's your actions that will decide who will retain the power and control. Do they support insured civil rights? Will they pass more legislation or spend more time on vacation? What is their willingness to stand up for doing the right things? In other words, going to the polls in November 2014 and voting for people who are willing to stand up for the poor and middle class, not only in words, we hear that every election, but in actions. Have they thought about bringing more jobs to your community? Do more people have health care? Do they believe in insured civil rights? Is life better now than a year ago? Do they stand up for the people injured in car accidents? Are they interested in the number of people who receive their benefits from auto insurance companies, employers, long-term disability companies, or any other compensation that the injured should receive? Both optimism and a willingness to stand for fair treatment from those companies offering policies and accepting premiums from their insured, can there be real change? Absolutely. Where insureds are not harassed and intimidated into giving up their benefits. Where doing the right thing for people promise support in case of an unforeseen event, instead of when there is no way out, meaning there's a recognition that integrity and consideration is important. This will only happen when each of us makes the decision to face adversity before us, when the care and concern for all of us is more important than each person getting theirs. This tactic keeps many of us apart and divided instead of standing up for the other and making real change. Facing adversity as a team makes difference in being able to accomplish goals. Recognizing that real change comes with determination and strength of the poor and middle class working together for change. And I'd like to just say that we can see that right now in the food workers industry. You see them coming together saying that $15 an hour should be a minimum wage for them. I hope that you will support them in their efforts to make change, because we all need to stand together if we're going to move this company or country forward again and stop going backwards. This starts with each person making a choice to face adversity on a personal level and joining in for a greater cause, one to affect change on how people are treated after being involved in an accident or the people who are trying their best to get a decent wage. Becoming informed matters. A lot of our time is spent on entertainment, but entertainment does nothing but distract us at times from the things that are so important. Do we need entertainment? Absolutely. People injured in car accidents need to spend a bit of time doing things that are relaxing, that changes their mindset from pain and suffering to maybe a little bit more hopefulness. And I found personally that comedy does that quite well. It is only through knowledge and commitment that the change can actually be brought forth. So that's what we all need to work on. Individually and as a working class, facing adversity with optimism for success continues to move goals forward. So in other words, we have to stay optimistic to continue on. The key is not to give up personally or as a group. The games played on those filing car accident claims are financial and psychological in attempts to discourage, intimidate, and present the belief of defeat. However, this is not true. So do not fall in line with their desired way of thinking. You have a choice not to be played. Oppressive techniques only work if you accept them. Instead of accepting, choose to expose them. Instead of being oppressed, choose to be empowered through your own actions. There are always opportunities to view a situation not as those would have you see it, but as it truly is. Therefore, opening up options. The purpose of intimidation, in my opinion, is an attempt to break down the psychological well-being of an individual. Therefore, the mind recognizes the attempts to force an unnatural path as an option. Let me say that again. To force an unnatural path as an option. Fortunately, it's not the way to go. It is important to follow one's own mind, which provides a path of natural selection. What is it? A natural selection. A gift that advocates in your best interest. Power and influence would convince you of defeat by their actions and behaviors. But is this true? Not from my perspective. It is their ability to use the tools in which they have to stake their claim. However, these are not the only tools available. They are just the ones that they seem to use. The poor and middle class have their own skills and talents, many of which get them through everyday life. Instilling fear of a lack only works on those wealthy who are not used to making it on the levels of the 99%. Therefore, do not view the world from their perspective, since they do not know what you can live with or without. Choose to recognize the victories in which you survive each day. Live life on your own terms, not in the fear some would hope to instill, but the faith, hope, and optimism that has gotten you this far. Never give up, never give in. The goals you set can be met. Continue to have optimism in the face of adversity, and you can win life challenges. Each and every program, I want you to know that your car accident concerns matter. I, Esther, personally realize outcomes depend on knowledge, and this is the reason for talking about you with Esther's radio show, Esther's TV, and blog. Also, please take a moment to go out to We the People on WhiteHouse.gov and sign the petition for insured civil rights. It's so important that auto accident victims don't have to wait years to be able to get the benefits they deserve. Also, there's a petition on Change.org. It's a nutritional lunch program that I've placed out there. Our children need nutritional school lunches, and I hope that whether you have children or not, you realize the value of being able to have healthy food. It really impacts a child's learning. You can also join me for additional conversations at Facebook under Talking About You with Estra, Estra's Blog Tips, and Disability Counter-Surveillance. You can also find me on eBay for my book, Car Accident by Estra. You can also purchase it at my official car accident site and also additional bookstores such as Amazon and Barnes & Noble, just to name a couple. Also, make sure that you go out and listen to archives. You can find them right here on Blog Talk Radio and also on iTunes under Talking About You with Estra for both of those. Few people get through life without struggles. The key is learning through these obstacles the first time so that hopefully there's no repeats. Yet, if you need to, that's okay too. Many people do repeat situations until learning lessons value. Car accidents bring with them the struggles of recovery. The determination for recovery requires patience and effort. Fortunately, strive and persevere through these struggles each day with success. It's much easier to see what you've overcome once you're out of the situation than when in the midst of trouble or hardship. The facts remain, however, whether it's a physical or mental exercise which must be worked out, many make it through the process. Taking on daily tasks gaining understanding and implementing what must be done allows one to realize what it takes to overcome many situations. Struggles that make you stronger also make you wiser. While traveling through the darkest hours of pain and suffering, loss, struggle for benefits against insurance, employers, long-term disability, or Social Security disability, I personally met some of the bravest people throughout my life. The ones who struggle the most and prevail through it all learn the lessons and go on to apply them throughout their lifetime here on earth. One of the key lessons learned is to fight for the things that they want by not letting go, by standing tall in the midst of the storms faced. Inner strength and courage brought them through many battles. Some were won and some were lost, yet continuing on, they made it through. The words of walk by faith, not by sight, triggers the knowledge that somehow moving through the fire and not relinquishing it when it gets too hot, but an endurance that not only builds strength, but vision on where tomorrow can lead. Sometimes there is a need to reinvent you. We hear that a lot, or this particular term today. When I think of reinvent yourself, though, what comes to mind is not to become someone you don't know, but to explore the parts unexplored. In society, we've become bridged into a specific way of life without exploration of the other parts of us. When the opportunities arise, take them and open up to see where those other areas may lead you. A car accident sometimes is just this type of situation and provides an open door for a new journey. The light will always prevail over darkness. The darkness just seems more intimidating because it's more difficult to see your way. So keep the lighter of hope and optimism with you. If needed to see a small step ahead, there will be something to light your way. Again, make sure to stop by and say hello. Share comments. It's nice to have a place to come and talk about accident struggles and victories. As with life, it is indeed about the journey. Also, recently released videos include harassment and intimidation of the injured. It's common for people who file auto insurance, employer benefit, or Social Security disability claims to find themselves facing harassment and intimidation in hopes of getting injured to eliminate a claim. This is a must-see video, and it's free. It's out on Estrus TV, YouTube user Estrus Blog, where you'll find all of the released videos. The next one is Surveillance Harassment Uncut. It's a real-time demonstration of what many people injured in car accidents who file for benefits experience. See day-to-day intimidation tactics which must be overcome. Meet Estra is an introduction about the journey of being involved in a car accident and what this experience might entail. Disability Surveillance 101, this video shares what to look for, privacy retention, documentation, and encouragement. The 214 Car Accident Weekly Planner is also available in case involved in a collision this year. Stop by any time if you're involved in a car accident to pick one up. Having both my book, Car Accident by Estra, and the 214 Weekly Planner makes organizing, documenting, and information retrieval easier. So stop by on eBay under Estra's Car Accident, or my official site again, Estra's Official Car Accident, for more information. There on my official site, you can spend time reading, watching, and listening for valuable accident wisdom, knowledge, and support. I know firsthand your situation. I've dealt with companies such as USAA, which I'm dealing with now, GEICO, PIMCO, Progressive, Farmers, Allstate, Premier, Blue Cross, United Healthcare, Medicare, Lifewise Assurance Company, Social Security, and employer SNC-Lavalin Constructors, previously known as Enron. Optimism keeps the doors open to the possibilities. The stance taken means that even in difficult situations, there are glimmers of hope. This hope provides a fighting chance to overcome the daily battles encountered. It's not about being superhuman or dealing with unbearable burdens. It means taking things as they come, finding solutions in increments that are acceptable to handle, and recognizing outcomes sometimes mean letting the chips fall where they may after being your best advocate. Unfortunately, our society has forgotten its roots from my perspective. It's like we've taken 3 steps forward and 2 steps back, as the saying goes. Until America moves from greed and corporate inversions to respect and dignity of not only workers, but a willingness to pay out fair accident claims, we as a society will continue to move in the wrong directions, as many citizens now believe. It will be each citizen that brings back the integrity long lost by choosing who we buy our goods from, where we apply for our loans, and more importantly, how we learn to keep our money rather than give it to those who disregard us as their fellow country citizens. Optimism in the face of adversity keeps the path on target and moving forward. This is why it's so important for people injured in car accidents filing claims to act. Otherwise, it's very easy to be misguided and end up elsewhere, which allows you to join the ranks of those who've been driven into poverty. In my opinion, staying optimistic in the face of adversity is a much better way. If you have experienced a claim with an auto insurance company, share your experience on Twitter, hashtag Estra's Radio Show, or Talking About You with Estra on Facebook. I want to extend a special thank you to Audacity, InternetArchives.org, and the musician Jamendo. Now there's a new car accident survey available for your input. It's the Insured Civil Rights Survey. You can also find it on hashtag Estra's Accident Survey. In fact, it has a listing of all the surveys that you can actually take right now. It's only with your support can we demonstrate the experiences of people involved in a traffic collision. So please take the 3 minutes and tell us how you've been affected. Again, you can find it on Facebook, on Talking About You with Estra, along with at Estra's Radio Show, and the hashtag Estra's Accident Surveys. Let's meet back here next Saturday, same time, same day. And remember, no matter what you're going through, keep your head up and never give up. The information contained on Talking About You with Estra is not all-inclusive in assisting individuals in discerning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their case should seek professional assistance. The First Amendment of free speech has allowed Estra's radio show, TV, blog, and other brand products to state her opinion in addition to her guests and callers, which reflect life experiences. Talking About You with Estra is in no way liable for misuse of the material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing, LLC, P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington 98168. Thank you.